أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: قل لعبادي الذين أسرفوا لا تقنطوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. From the beginning, from the creation of Adam alayhi salam, Shaitan has taken a qasam, has taken upon himself to misguide this insan. He was proud, he had pride in him, and he rebelled against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he cheated, deceived Adam alayhi salam, and caused him to be expelled from Jannah. From this incident, it became very clear that insan's greatest enemy is Shaitan. And it became very clear that this insan is weak from our father Adam alayhi salam. Every insan is weak. Every insan will have some mistake, some fault, something or the other where he'll fail. Of course, Anbiya alayhi salam, they are masoom, they cannot commit sins. But some mistake or some fail or the other they will commit. Every insan. Therefore, the Mufassirin explained that this love's insan comes from the verb nasiya in Arabic, means to forget. So insan, sometimes he'll forget, sometimes he'll do something wrong, sometimes he'll commit some sin. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, كُلُّ بُنُ آدَمَ خَطَّاؤُونَ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. That every insan commits sins. Of course, except Anbiya alayhi salam, they can't commit sins. But every other insan, they commit sins. And Muhaddisin explained that this loves this word khata'un. It has some mubalagha. It's an expression of emphasis. That every insan is not just a sinner. He's extremely sinner. He commit many mistakes, many sins. But the best amongst them, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explaining, is that person who turns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who begs Allah ta'ala's forgiveness. خَيْرُ خَطَئِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. The one who makes tawbah, he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he cries before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he begs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him for his sins. If a person committed any sin, he can either be very proud, like Shaitan was proud. He can be stubborn, he can remain on that sin. And he can make many excuses for himself. Or he can be like our father Adam alayhi salam, who was humble. And he begged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. He begged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. He made tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the tawbah, that humility, brought him closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas Shaitan's pride took him away from Allah and made him mardood and mal'oon till the day of Qiyamah, for eternity. So my dear brothers, every insan commits sins. There will be sins in our lives. There will be moments where we will fail. Some or the other time, we are weak. Sometimes we can slip and commit a sin, a mistake. And one of Shaitan's greatest weapon against this insan, that he comes and whispers in the ear of insan, that to make him despondent, to make him lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many a times a person commits sins and then he starts thinking, Na'udhu billah, Allah ta'ala protect each one of us, that now I don't have anywhere to go. I am a sinner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't forgive me. So I rather carry on with my life however I'm going. My dear brothers, this is very wrong. Don't ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is giving the answer for that in the ayat of the Quran. قُلْ لِعِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا. Allah Ta'ala is saying, tell those servants of mine, who those who have committed sins, asrafu ala anfusihim, those who have wronged, those who have committed mistakes, not only the Anbiya alayhi salam, not only the Sulaha, the Shuhada, the Sadiqeen, Allah Ta'ala is addressing those servants who are sinners, they commit zina, they drink alcohol, they commit any other sin, but they turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is telling them, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a, innahu huwa al-ghafuru rahim. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives every sin, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives, Allah ta'ala don't look back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives and changes our sins into good deeds. In one hadith, Hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَوْ بَلَغَ ذُنُوبُكَ عَنَانَ السَّمَاءِ, if you have to commit so many sins that this entire dunya will get filled, this entire alam will get filled with your sins. And my dear brothers, if a person commits sins from now till Qiyamah, still he cannot fill this so much space of sins. And he commits so many sins that it reached the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاسْتَغْفَرْتَ لِي, and that person seeks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. غَفَرْتُ لَكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي, Allah ta'ala says, I will forgive this person and I won't even think twice. So my dear brother, this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is waiting for each one of us. Who will turn towards Allah? Who will beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness? A person can be like Adam alayhi salam, humble himself, practice a good deed. Every time we did some sin, we slipped, we went off, come back to the track. Go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. Give some sadaqah, do some good deed, and then beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. The way of making tawbah, read two salah, two rakat salah, salatul tawbah, and then beg to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cry before Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely forgive our sins. But never lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is all forgiving. In one hadith, Mullah Ali Qadi rahmatullah alayhi explains, in the explanation of that hadith, he says, our Rabb, our Allah is Kareem. What is this, the meaning of Kareem? When you say Kareem, the person who gives, is not just the person who gives. He says, الَّذِي يُعْطِي بِذُونِ الْإِسْتِحْقَاقِ وَالْمِنَّةِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Zat who gives to a person who is totally unworthy. That person who doesn't deserve something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him something. That person who committed many sins, that person who went totally astray, still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ready to forgive him. It comes in one riwayat narration, in the day of Qiyamah there will be a person, he'll come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hisab will be taking place. The whole humanity will be standing on one side. From the time of Adam alayhi salam till the last person, every single person will be standing in front of him. And now the hisab will be taking place. He knows the sin he committed in dunya. And he knows, now I'm going to be standing in front of Allah. It will be said, the son of so-and-so person, he committed this sin. And everyone, the whole humanity will see, I was a sinner, I've committed so many sins. So this person, before he reaches, he starts getting afraid. And then he goes in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His turn comes for his hisab, for his accountability. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command the malaika, the angels, that put a parda between me and this person. That his hisab will take place in seclusion. So a parda will be raised. This person will be standing only him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one else can see what's happening inside. And this person, Allah ta'ala will ask him, on that day, on this occasion, you have committed this sin. Is it true or not? So he'll find himself totally disgraced. He don't know what to do at that moment. He'll be afraid. He'll turn pale. And he can't tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I've done this. And he can't lie to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah ta'ala knows everything what we do. So Allah ta'ala will tell him that, go, I have concealed your sins in dunya, and I'm concealing your sins in the akhirah as well. Go, and I have forgiven all your sins, and I change your evil deeds into good deeds. So this person will get so happy, and on his happiness, he'll tell, Ya Allah, this was not the only sin I've committed so many more. Change all those also into good deeds. So this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear brothers. One example is given for us to understand what is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much Allah ta'ala likes to forgive us. They give examples like this just for us to understand that there was a mosquito. The mosquito was flying. Whilst he's flying, he was tired. So he decided, let me sit. So he went and he sat on the back of an elephant. Big, huge elephant. Thick skin. And he sat on the back of the elephant. And he sat over there for 10-20 minutes. After that he had one bayan, one waz, one nasihat, someone was speaking. That about hukukul ibad. That if you cause harm to someone, you rather go and take the revenge for it now in the dunya. You rather go and compensate for it in dunya. Because if you go in the akhirat, and you have that hukukul ibad on top of you, you cause taklif to someone, you go in the akhirat, that person will come and take revenge over there in the akhirat. And you know the punishment of the akhirat is much more than the dunya. So that mosquito, he changed his life. He got very worried. And he goes to the elephant and told the elephant that, see, I have committed a great sin. I sat on you, on your back. I broke your heart. I've given you taklif. For 10 minutes I was sitting in your back. So what you do, you pay me. You also sit on top of me for 10 minutes. You rather pay me in the dunya because I can't catch in akhirat. Akhirat will be too much. In the meanwhile, speaking to him like that, he's looking the size of that elephant. If he has to sit on top of the mosquito, what will happen? He's just thinking for himself. But he was firm. He has determination on himself that I rather catch it in this dunya, but I don't want to take it to akhirat because akhirat will be too much. So he told that elephant, whilst he's speaking to him, he's looking at the elephant, he's thinking, if the fire of Jahannam is 70 times more hot than the fire of dunya, then the weight of this elephant will be 70 times more than the weight of this dunya. So I rather catch it on the dunya, I can't catch it in the akhirat. So the elephant looks at him. The mosquito was gabrat, he never knew what to do now. So the elephant looks at him, he tells him, by what you're speaking about, I never saw you in my life, and I never felt anything on my back. You are such a smart, I've forgiven you your mistake or whatever you did. So that same way, my dear brothers, when a mu'min, he commits a sin, when he makes a guna, he will feel as if a mountain is crushing on top of them. He'll feel as if an elephant is sitting on top of him. He'll be very worried. He'll have gabrat. He don't know what to do at that moment. But then when he turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he begs Allah ta'ala's forgiveness, he takes tears in front of Allah, what happens? Allah ta'ala says, Jao, maine sab kuch maaf kiya. Go. I don't even think what you're speaking about. All your evil deeds have been turned into good deeds. So this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for each one of us to repent, to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make istighfar. Of course, my dear brothers, there is a way of making istighfar, of repenting. Muhaddisim explained, when a person wants to make tawbah from his sins, there's few aspects he must have in his life. Number one is that he must leave an yakhla anil masiya. He must leave that sin, mustn't go back to it again. Nowadays, you want to commit, to make istighfar, and you're committing the same sin. Like one person goes to the beach and is looking at all the women semi-naked in the beach, and he's saying, Astaghfirullah, 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 and he's still looking at it. Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, Inna hada al-istighfar yahtaju ila al-istighfar. This is such an istighfar which needs istighfar in itself. Because it's just making with the mouth, it's not making with the heart. When you make istighfar with the heart, Allah Ta'ala forgives every single sin of ours. So the first thing is, we abstain from that sin completely. We go out of that sin. And now we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second aspect, my dear brothers, is that have nadamat in your heart. Have remorse in your heart. How can I disrespect, how can I break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That Allah who has given me so many ni'mat, which I cannot ever count it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions the difference between a mu'min and a munafiq is that when a mu'min commits a sin, he feels as if a mountain is crashing on top of him. He starts thinking about that sin, he starts crying. He starts begging Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. Ya Allah, you forgive me. I don't know what will happen of me in the Akhirah. Whereas a munafiq, when he commits a sin, he feels as if a fly is flying over his head. He just makes like this and the fly goes away. So like that, the munafiq, he just moves his thoughts, thinks about something else and he carries on with his life. So have that nadamat, remorse for committing a sin. Now the hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that when a mu'min, he cries before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that one tear of regret falls from his eye onto his face. No matter how small is that tear, even if it is the size of a head of a fly, and he cries before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like that, that tear falls from his eye. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, because of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that face haram upon the fire of Jahannam. Meaning, that person will not go into the fire of Jahannam. Doesn't mean only his face won't go, his body will go. Meaning that person won't go completely into the fire of Jahannam. So this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for us. And the third aspect we should have in our lives, my dear brothers, to abstain from sins, to change our lives. Have the company of the ulama. Have the company of the pious, of the ahlullah. When you have the company of the pious, you'll also become pious. When you have the company of the sinners, automatically you also become a sinner. We all know that incident. There was a person who killed 99% in Bani Israel. And he came to the priest, or he came to the learned person of that time. And he told him that I have committed 99 sins, but I still have hope in my heart. Allah Ta'ala can forgive me. So that person told him, no, Allah Ta'ala won't forgive you. Killed 99 people. So that man got more upset and he killed him. Make a century. 100 people. And he still had that remorse in his heart. He still that fikr in his heart. And he went to another priest and he asked him, is there anything I can do? I've killed 100 people, but I still got that nadama, that remorse in my heart. I want to change my life. So that this person told him now that yes, definitely Allah Ta'ala's mercy is always open. Allah Ta'ala's darbar is always open. You can go at any moment and ask Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. But there is few preconditions what you must do. Abstain from that sin. Have remorse in your heart. And if you carry on in that village, everyone is sinner over there, everyone is murderers over there, you'll carry on killing people. So change your life, move from there, go to the village of the pious. In the way, he passed away. And we all know, the angels started having argument, whether must take him to Jannah or Jahannam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, go and measure whether he's closer to the pious or he's closer to the sinners. And when they went to measure, he was in fact closer to the sinners, but Allah ta'ala made the land, the earth, go closer to the other side, so that this person can go into Jannah. So my dear brothers, join the company of the Ahlullah, join the company of the pious. When you join them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take us amongst them as well. These are the selected people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them this favor. Mawlana Rum rahmatullah alayhi, just to finish, Mawlana Rum rahmatullah explains very beautifully how he should join the company of the pious. Says there was a thorn. There was a thorn tree, a plant, which only had thorns. And that plant was crying before Allah, oh Allah, you are the hider of the defects of people. You hide every defect of people. Hide my defects also. I don't know what to do. I just cause taklif to everyone. I have no good on me. Who will choose me? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the dua and put the thorn into the rose. So now, the thorn is hidden in the petals of that rose. Mawlana Rum rahmatullah alayhi says, like that, my dear brothers, when a person wants to take a rose, he'll take the thorn as well. If you want to honor the rose, he'll honor the thorn as well. Like that, we are filthy people. We are full of mistakes in our lives. We don't have anything good in our lives. But when you join the company of the Ahlullah, when you join the company of the roses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter what big thorn you are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take you amongst them. May Allah ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq of making amal and everything what you heard. Akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.